8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Well, something you can see not only tonight at Taste of Galesburg, but you can go on a website and take a look. Master plan for the City of Galesburg Parks and Rec Department, the master plan draft. And we're going to talk more about that this morning. Been a while since we talked. The Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg, Tony Ligny-Estel. Tony, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Well, thanks for being back with us here again. So the master plan draft website, you can see it at. We'll talk about that coming up. But it's a document you can also take a look at tonight at the Taste of Galesburg. Talk about this whole process, why, and what's going on with this master plan.
Sure. The last master plan we had was done in right 1992. I think we updated in 1999, and it was really a parks master plan before the Parks and Recreation Department was put back together. So this master plan looks at all of Parks and Recreation at facilities, at parks, at our programs, really trying to give us some guidance on kind of what we should be working on for the next, 5, 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So now you have a consultant come in. Do you talk with them and they kind of look at what you have going on and you kind of tell them about the needs? Is that kind of how the process works? Or
sure. We started we did hire a consultant, Housel Levine Associates, out of the Chicagoland area. They spent probably the first 4 or 5 months collecting data from the community in a variety of different ways, workshops, interviews. We did a needs assessment survey throughout the community. And then they spent the last several months putting that data. Oh, I should mention they also talked to Heart and Soul, very important part of this process. And then they spent the last several months putting that data together, really analyzing it and coming up with their recommendations on kind of what we should be focusing on in the future.
Can I talk, because I say, of course, this is a social media thing. All the negativity on social media is like, well, why do they need a consultant? It is great to have outside the box thinking, I guess, in some ways. I mean, you know what we need. People in your department know what we need. But it's just different ideas of maybe how to do it, or maybe different things, a way of doing something you hadn't thought of doing even.
True. A lot of times when you are within the community or within your organization, you see something in a certain prism or a certain perspective, and it's always nice to get an outside view. Obviously, some of the things that they talk about through the master plan, everybody in the community has talked about, and I mean, it's pretty obvious stuff, but it's nice to get that reinforcement to say that, yep, that's kind of where we should be headed. But they, also have recommendations that we haven't thought of and things that we can be working on, not just in the short term, but in the long term.
So the master plan, we're talking about some possibilities over the next, 10 to 20 years. And obviously things could change because of technology and all kinds of, you never know what's going to go on. Maybe, maybe rollerball becomes a sport that's really popular and we end up having a rollerball league. But, but this is just kind of, it's kind of, I guess, a guideline of things that can be done, not necessarily that are going to be done. Is that
true? This is really a high level document. So again, gives us broad ideas. Doesn't say what specifically we should put into like the neighborhood parks, but to say that hey, if you want to have a park within a half a mile of walking distance, here's where you're missing. Here are things that nationally people have in parks of various sizes. To give us benchmarks on kind of what we might want to add later on. With that being said, the details, how we're going to fund it possibly, what we actually want to put in there, and the priority order of what we want to get done will be left up to the staff.
Tony Ligny-Estel is the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg. The master plan draft available for you to take a look at. If you go on the web, hlplanning.com/portal/Galesburg/documents, you can see it there. You'll also, a little bit easier even, you'll be able to see it tonight at Taste of Galesburg. We're going to have a setup in a tent there so people can come in. And you're going to be there so people can ask you questions also. Is that right?
So I'll be there the entire time. I believe that's what, from 4 to 10?
Yeah.
And then the consultant will actually be there from 5:30 to 7:30 as well.
Okay, so that'll be tonight at Taste of Gales. We'll get a chance to ask some questions. Also, you can email Tony, T-O-E-S-T-I-L, at ci.galesburg.il.us. And get your email in by tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
for
Yeah, they're doing a presentation to the city council at our work session on Monday. So any feedback that we get, if we can incorporate that into the presentation, we would like to do that. But obviously, we have to give the consultants time to add that. I will say, though, that I've already gotten a few emails already, so that's been fantastic.
Hopefully some positives.
Yeah, actually, I've gotten two specifically that I can remember. One was a little more wide-ranging and doesn't specifically stick with the master plan. As you know, the city's doing a comprehensive plan as well, and it kind of focused more on that area. And the other one was really to try to finish the loop around Lake Story, the bike path, and they would like us to finish the South Lake Story portion of that, which is definitely on the radar and in the plan as well.
Yeah, in a perfect world, this whole master plan you would do and then some, but again, number one, we live in the state of Illinois, so unless we're uprooting Galesburg, moving it to another state, you talked about budgeting and where funding would come from for some of these. So that's a big, I guess, question and concern. Sure. I mean, I'm guessing there's some in the budget. Are there some things or are there already things maybe part of this or before this that are still in the works at this point?
There's some things that we had talked about. I know that we are in the process of putting in a new water play feature out at Lakeside Splash Zone. One of the big feedback that we've gotten and one of the things that in the master plan says, you know, maintain what we have, and bring it up to speed and modernize it. And so obviously putting in new water play feature accomplishes that. The council, with a great forethought, actually set money aside for this current fiscal year to do some project with the master plan actually after it gets adopted. So we'll be trying to figure out what that will be. What I really need people to remember is that although there are priorities and even if the city agrees with the community and says this needs to be the top priority, we may end up doing something else that's a little more cost effective that we can get done sooner, quicker, just to get momentum started on this.
Tony Lignastro, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg. And, I would say to somebody, if you probably the most recent project, if you've not been out by Rotary Park, you need to go there because it's an amazing facility. The way that got upgraded with the splash pad and the trail around, and of course in the winter ice hockey or skating rink there. I mean that's obviously before this plan, but that's still just kind of one of those things that's helping to move things forward in your department.
Exactly. And that was a great collaboration with the Rotary Clubs and the Pia Club and a number of other community members that were willing to donate money to that project. And so that along with the new playgrounds, you know, that all goes towards the, you know, maintaining what we have. And, that and paths and bike paths and trails are probably two of the biggest things that the community would like to see. So,
how about personally for you? Is there one thing in particular? It's like, boy, I really hope that we can come through and find funding and really get this done. Or is it just you'd like to? Obviously, you'd like to get it all done. But is there one thing in particular that you like? Maybe with the bike paths or something you've heard just so much about, you'd really like to get done.
Sure, I'll leave out my personal one.
Okay, okay.
But I don't want to bias anybody. But the one that I want to make sure I get done before I retire would be the South Lake Story bike path and make that full loop. I know that that's been on the radar for a very long time. We've tried to get a couple grants and just have been unsuccessful. But it is something that the community brings up quite often, and I think that would really kind of finish, so to speak, the Lake Story area.
Well, that can't be easy because of the fact you have houses on that side. So how, I mean, do you even know, I'm sure it's been talked about, how that would work? Would it have to go on the other side of the road? Or, I mean, what going around the houses there?
Yeah, so the city owns a portion.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, I should rephrase that. The county actually owns South Lake Story Road itself.
Okay.
But their, property extends out into a little bit of the easement, so a little bit of the grass area of people's quote-unquote yards. And so there is a possibility. We've done some drawings and different things, and so it is definitely possible. It's a long project. It's about a mile and a half, I think. So it's going to take a while, but we're looking into it again and seeing if we can make that happen.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, and because what's there is nice already, but yeah, people's like, well, I wish I didn't have to end. I wish it could just keep going around. I'm sure that's what you hear quite often.
definitely.
Tony Lignesto, he is the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Galesburg. The master plan, Parks and Rec Department master plan draft, you can see it online. And again, tonight, you can see it during Taste of Galesburg. You can ask Tony some questions. And I guess and that's the thing. You want feedback from the community. You want to know what people want or if there's things maybe we need.
Sure. You know, as I talk to people, I let them know that, you know, we can't be everywhere, and I really appreciate any feedback, whether it's positive or negative, any comments. You know, I'm not going to necessarily always agree, and I can't necessarily do everything, but I can't really do what people want or fix what people need to be fixed unless people share that information. And so I am always open. People can always call me or email me or whatever. And, you know, for the most part, I think anybody that's contacted me before will tell you that, you know, I will listen to you and I will do my best to try to accommodate you if possible.
You know, one of the things we talk about on this program quite often, and again, it's not our listeners, it's social media and that voice of negativity. Oh, there's nothing to do. There's nothing for kids to do. You know, we've just, well, recently when we had Elizabeth in just before she retired, just the list of things that the Parks and Rec Department has to offer for kids, for adults, and the good chunk of them are free. There's just so much. I mean, it just amazes me where the negativity comes from because there's so much going on all the time.
Yeah, being somewhat newer to the community, I've heard that comment quite a bit. And I would agree with you. There's actually quite a bit to do. The hard part is finding it.
Yeah.
And so we're making efforts. We actually are in a process of a marketing plan as well for the Parks and Rec Department to do a better job of getting the information of what we actually provide out to the community. And I think that's probably one of the biggest stumbling blocks is just letting people know what we do.
Yeah. So go to your website. Look at that. I'm number one because everything listed is on there. A good chunk of them, if not all, we have on our website, on our community calendar. I mean, we get most of the things on there. And like I said, I mean, so many of them are free or they're very low cost, but a good chunk of them are free. There's always, always things to do. I mean, you got a beach to swim in. It's free. I mean, there's really so much to do here. And we have some great things, but it's also nice to hear that, you know, upgrades or whatever else needs to be added, that's kind of what we're looking at now with this master plan.
Yeah, so just really excited to move forward with it. You know, hopefully, you know, after the presentation, if all goes well, we would send it for adoption to the council meeting on August 6th. And then right after that, we would probably decide what project to do with the rest of this fiscal year. Through December, and that might start a project, or hopefully we can get something accomplished between now and then.
I guess it gets to a point where you're kind of at the mercy, I guess, not necessarily of the council, but probably more at the mercy of the state government and whatever funding that the council can get or the city can get to help things out. But hopefully we're on the positive side of that now.
Yeah, well, it's nice that we have a state budget.
Right. Well, there's a start. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Tony Lignesto, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg. Anything else that we need to know about this plan in particular or anything else going on with the Parks and Rec Department?
Well, just as you mentioned, Elizabeth Varner retired after 30-plus years mm-hmm. with the city, and just what a wonderful job she has done that whole time. And, you know, I'm pretty sure every listener out there knows who she is.
At some point, you've seen her, you talked to her, if you've done any event that there are any, whether it's swim lessons or something, you've softball, something, you've chatted with Elizabeth probably.
Exactly. But, you know, it was sad to see her go, but I'm really happy for her as well. With that, our new recreation coordinator starts on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Will be her first day. Her name is Lauren Dines.
Okay.
She's joining us from the Village of Annawan.
Okay.
And so there'll be a little bit of a shakeup within responsibility. So Chelsea Moberg, who is currently a recreation supervisor, has taken over all the aquatics programs and a lot of what Elizabeth did. And then Lauren will come in and do the athletics.
All right. So, it's a big job. I mean,
yeah.
I don't care if it's one person or a few people doing it. There's a lot, again, a lot going on and a lot to do. And again, you can see the Parks and Recreation Master Plan draft. You can see it on their website. You can see it tonight at the Taste of Galesburg. You can get a chance to chat with Tony and some of the consultants and also send your email to Tony. Do that before the meeting on Monday. toesel@ci.galesburg.il.us, and you got to get that email in by tomorrow. So, Tony, thanks so much. As always, appreciate your time, and best of luck with this. Sounds like it's going to be really great things coming for the city of Galesburg.
Tom, I appreciate the time, and thank you very much.